Okay.
All right, Dad. What is the moment in your life that changed you?
Well, the first one I can think of is the birth of my daughter, Caroline.
Okay. And can you tell anything about it? What were some of the happiest memories whenever she was born?
Well, I was, how old was I, Mama, when we had Caroline? I was up in my 40s, and I had been footloose and fancy-free most of my life, and without many cares or responsibilities, and it was just a big change to hold that little human being and see 10 fingers and 10 toes and just, wow, this is my child, wow. And just realize, hey, boy, you've got to really change your life, you know. You got to quit going out and meeting the guys at the water holes, the favorite water holes, and you know, pay more attention to what you're doing and pay more attention to your family. Yeah.
Can you remember any difficult memories that came up with being a daddy with your first child?
Well, you know, I really can't. And I'm sure there probably were, you know, some small ones to come up, but I really can't remember any difficulties. I mean, all I remember is I couldn't wait to get home from work to see that little baby and to see your mother and you know, pick that little baby up, and she's, hey, daddy, daddy. And of course, Mama would be prompting her, hey, daddy's home, run to the back door. But, you know, it was just such a joy, and pick her up, she was so glad to see me every time, just like, you know, your pet, you know, your best dog, your best friend, you know, he's always happy to see you regardless. And this little girl was the very same way. And she'd just run, daddy, daddy. It's just great, great memories.
That's awesome, Dad. That's very heartwarming. Yeah. Can you remember, and I know there's probably a lot of them, but can you remember any of the proudest moments with her when you were just the proudest?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Caroline was, it seemed like she was just good at whatever she did, at dancing, when she'd have these dance recitals. She could always hit her mark, and if one of the other little girls didn't, boy, it just really got off with her and aggravated her. She was a great soccer player, a great softball player, and, you know, she just did some great things, you know, just really fun going out and watching a soccer game or watching a softball game. We spent a lot of time out there like we did with you. Fun, favorable, great memories from all of that. And first time, I mean, I took her everywhere with me when she was little. I'd take her down to the farm and let her sit in my lap when I'd drive a tractor. I took her down. We had a bulldozer down there one time clearing some fields, and I'd let her sit on that, like, sit in my lap and drive that bulldozer and sit up there by herself and pick the blade up and down, you know, just had, so she'd have some great memories. And we had an old black couple that lived down on our farm, Cooper and Robert, and a lot of times when she was just little, I mean, I'd have her with me and have things I had to do and couldn't really, you know, keep a close eye on her. And I'd just drop off at Robert and Cooper's, and Cooper, bless her heart, she would just play with Caroline and get the checkerboard out and get lemonade out and cakes and cookies, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful babysitter and a wonderful influence on Caroline's life.
That's awesome. And There's also a story with you throwing her into a, what was it, Dad? It was a big old barrel that you threw her into.
Oh, well, she, you know, she had some unusual requests when she was young, and one of them was doing harvest season, the fall, and they were picking the cotton, and we always drove past the big gin, going to, a cotton gin, going down to our farm, oh my goodness, Jawell. All right, so anyway, they had these big cotton wagons full of, you know, cotton they'd just picked. And Caroline said, Dad, I said, take me over there and throw me up in one of those big wagons of cotton. And so I did. And I remember she was small enough that she still had diapers on under her little frilly little pants. And I guess she thought it was just going to be like being thrown up into a fluffy cloud in heaven. But I put her on my hand, and the wagon sides were pretty high, and just boosted it through up in there, and she hit up in there and rolled around. I don't think it had dirt and sticks in it. I don't think it was quite what she was thinking it was. But anyway, She just had some different thoughts. One time we were riding, it was fall or winter, I think it was winter time, early winter, and we were just went by a soybean field that had been picked, you know, harvested and cut down. And there was a big flock of migrating blackbirds out there, and they were just kind of rolling over each other out there, and they were pretty close to the edge of the road. It was just thousands of them. She said, Daddy, she said, stop and let me run through those birds. Why does she want to do that? I don't know, but I stopped. And as luck would have it, the birds didn't seem to be afraid of us. She got way out in them before they started flying. And then she was just surrounded by these fluttering wings all around her. But she loved it. And I love those moments like that. That's just a couple I could think of off the top of my head.
That's perfect. That is perfect. Well, and that, we hit that time marker. That's good, Dad. I'm glad that we could explore those moments.